That's Boyo with Crazier. You're listening to Breakfast here on 2SER. My name's Jared Cross, and I'm very fortunate to be joined by Michael Jones for another rendition of Movies with Michael. How's it going?
Top of the morning to you, Boyo. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
So we've got an Irish film, I'll take it.
Yes, we do, Jared. Sorry about that. Yeah, it is an Irish film. I'd like to say it was a hair-raising experience, but unfortunately it lacked quite a bit of body and bounce and ended up was being more of a bird's nest of a film than a sort of haircut you'd be proud of. This one's called Deadly Cuts. It stars Angeline Ball, who I remember was in The Commitments like many, many years ago. Also in this film, Erica Rowe, Lauren Larkin, Shauna Higgins, Victoria Smurfit. Victoria Smurfit's another person you might recognise in this film. She was in About a Boy a few years ago as well.
Cool.
The other members of the cast, they're much younger, so they've probably been in a lot of Irish TV, but not so many feature films. Mm. This one's written and directed by Rachel Carey. This is her feature film debut. She's made quite a few shorts. Now, Michelle, played by Angeline Ball, she runs Deadly Cuts, a hair salon in a very working class suburb of Dublin called Piglins Town. She employs Stacey, Gemma and Chantelle, played by the aforementioned actresses. They've all got their own issues, but local hoodlums are leaning on them for protection money, whilst the local council is also looking to completely gentrify the area that the hair salon is in.
Not the hoodlums, yeah. Not the council. Yeah. It's a working class nightmare.
It is, isn't it? Ugh. There's also a national hairdressing competition coming up that Stacey really wants to enter to impress her mum. But then one day, a local gang member pushes things a bit too far. Now, can the girls still manage to win the hairdressing competition and save their suburb from ruthless developers? You'll just have to watch the film to find out, or not. That's actually quite a lot to pack into a 90-minute comedy, and not all the elements combined entirely successfully. The more sinister elements of the film, namely extortion and murder, really seem to grate up against the working-class heroes, winning one against the odds for their town-slash-suburb in a brassed-off, full Monty sort of way. Our heroes are women, though, which is a refreshing change to this genre. But this victory seems somewhat shallow, as the film actually lampoons the utter ridiculousness of the hairdressing industry and the competition in a very sort of Zoolander-esque way.
Right.
And kind of takes the piss out of what they're actually doing. So I couldn't really see what our filmmaker was trying to do here. Though, on the Zoolander thing, you won't be able to get the earworm DeLogan rap out of your brain for quite some time after the film. That is a bit of a highlight. I get the feeling that the writer-director, Rachel Carey, really enjoys these three different styles of film that I've just mentioned so much that she's obviously tried to put them all into one movie. But this is often a problem with lower budget films where there's just not enough budget left to finesse a screenplay. There's
sure.
You know, to bring someone else in to maybe...
Do you know if Rachel's the writer? Then
she's the writer and
yeah,
director.
So there you go. Yeah. So what, coming from a background in shorts, maybe she's made three shorts as opposed to a feature.
Well, that's it. And possibly needs to have someone look over the screenplay and say, perhaps you should do this, maybe change it here, whatever. Often there are sort of awkwardly jarring changes in tone from one scene to the next, and sometimes they actually happen within scenes, and so it's just really frustrating to watch sometimes. Just how black is this comedy meant to be, or is it supposed to be just a bit of froth and bubble, or a satirical commentary on working class people being forced further and further to the margins of society by greedy developers keen to gentrify everything within 20 kilometres of the centre of Western cities? I'm just not sure. Also, with this film, your brain may need at least 5 or 10 minutes to adjust to the very, very thick working class Irish accents in this film, particularly from the younger members of the cast.
Do they use like certain kind of vernacular and stuff where, like, as an Aussie, you're just watching, like, I don't know, so you lose that context through that. And then when there's an accent involved as well, sometimes you just get lost.
There's a bit of that, but thankfully you can actually see what's happening on screen. You sort of get the idea. And after a while, it's a bit like watching Trainspotting, trying to get into the Scottish accents. And after a while, you do pick up the rhythm of what they're saying and what have you, and you do get into it. By the end, you're understanding everything just fine. It's just that first 5 or 10 minutes, you're just going, huh? Look, whilst Deadly Cuts does have a few highlights, mainly spirited performances from the lead actresses and the climactic over-the-top hairdressing competition, if it was a new hairdo, I'd describe it as asymmetrical. You'd probably ask for a different stylist next time or just sneak off and change salons. Deadly Cuts didn't really cut through for me.
There you go. Is it funny, Michael, at least?
Sometimes.
Fair enough. I'm a bit of a fan of Irish films, I must admit, and a couple of Irish TV shows. There's just, I don't know, the certain elements of the humour does do it for me. And Deadly Cuts, unfortunately.
Well, maybe if Derry Girls appeals to you, Deadly Cuts might have some cut through for you.
It's in that vein.
But not nearly as good as Derry Girls. I'm sorry.
Thanks for joining us this morning, Michael. I appreciate it.
Pleasure.